on dignity and classiness. Preface. I must clarify ahead of time that the word class that I use here has been misused in history, and as a result, has a dark past. Alas, we need that word back. We have lost the noble knight. We have lost the gentle lady and the gentleman. Even the word officer has tarnished. But the young people still need a way to say, I won't fight you because you lack class. They need to be able to say, I'm too classy for that, you jerks. And not do something stupid that everybody else did and then regretted it later on. Cornel West, whom I feature in this poem, uses the word ennobled, and I hope that this word will return to our daily language. Instead of saying, this woman has class, it would be much more beautiful, in my opinion, to say, this woman is ennobled by her deeds. But that is not how we use language today, so we will use the word class here. The aim of this poem is not to divide humanity any more than it already is, but to help us converge together on wisdom, with great class, and in great dignity. On dignity and classiness. Dignity is a complicated subject. It has multiple facets or sides. It means it is less of a rule and more of an armor. Class starts off as the behaviors you inherited from all that surrounds you. I think frequently this is not enough to progress in life and grow all the way up. And certainly you want to inherit the class of great beings, great thinkers and philosophers. The class of a citizen of the world. Great beings are people that truly change the world for better. And citizens of the world are those who are not divided by borders, religions, or beliefs, but converge together on wisdom, leaving all the bad ideas behind. Class and dignity grows with us. It is dynamic. However, our minds are doing everything to make sure that we feel whole. But that is not good for those who transform from a dark past. If a person that has undergone a transformation is still scarred by their past, they are making a mistake and need help of their friends or family or even a therapist. People who are growing up, who are transforming in class and in dignity, must frequently ask if they would still make the mistake they once made. If the answer is no, then they are a different person from who they once were, and they need to stop blaming themselves and start living. See, class and dignity may sound simple, but actually they reach deeply into a human being. Cornel West, in the opening to Astra Taylor's Examined Life, captures the subject beautifully. I suppose in some alternate universe, perhaps, Mr. West could maybe say that everything we do is a mistake. It is in correcting those mistakes that we find greatness. But we will not speak like this. Not everyone makes mistakes, and those who do need to check if they have changed. And maybe it's time to forgive themselves. If we are taught that there is such a thing as precious dignity and evil poverty, we will not allow the sickness of poverty to take our dignity away, I say we will not make those crazy mistakes. We will not rob or sell drugs or even wars. We will stop and ask, who made this poverty? Why are we in it? And we will learn from fools onward to becoming wise. Not every one of us can leap into knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. And this is really for whom this poem is for. This happens because they are being held back by poverty, the culture of violence, the culture of crime, or all the other terrible cultures that no child should be born to. But having been made aware that we can rise to have more class in life, that we have dignity that others may try to take in order to turn us into some tool or make a fool, and that we must protect it, creates a stepping stone, a starting point, a gateway. Here, young people can ignore drugs and alcohol and other stupid ideas, understanding that their dignity is a treasure, that it is something that their elder selves will appreciate. And transcendence of class, be it a class that holds bullies in high esteem, or corrupt politicians, or sees drugs and alcohol as fun, leaving that behind is a sure path to more knowledge and more self-improvement. To improve one's class is to inherit it from great beings that we admire. And that inheritance requires the reading of books or listening to narrated books from the library. Interestingly, at first, it does not always matter what the books are about. It is not so much the content of the book, but the kind of thinking that the great being is doing. That is what getting more class is all about. Spending time among the great beings to understand who they are. Once we have the who, the great beings, their companionship, and their class, we will then be ready for the what, the things they are attempting to share or achieve. To think in terms of dignity is to grant ourselves the opportunity to say no, even to our best friends. To say, no, because my dignity is more important than some stupid temporary shit that the elder me will end up regretting later on. And what a response that is. To think in terms of class is to ask many questions, and even to begin comprehending that unfortunate people may have their freedom of will taken away or subverted by poverty. What is the best class, one may ask? How do I get there? And most importantly, why was I not born to it? What went wrong and where? We should ask, does a person who uses violence have class? Are they truly themselves when they lack class? Class that is their right, that is their inheritance and treasure and their beauty and their prestige. If they transcended to the class of great beings, what would they think of their violent younger selves? And even the cute and silly question that one may ask themselves in the morning, am I classy? And I can answer that one for you. Yes, you are. You are classy. Say it with me. I'm classy and I'm sassy. Say it. Good. In closing, use dignity to draw a line that no one is allowed to cross. Not parents, not teachers, not friends, nobody. And use class as a path towards understanding, towards knowledge and the resulting wisdom, and onward to greatness.